Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jeff, he held nothing back. He really did.
Brian, I mean, always gets to the point.
In his opinion. Like, it's all like, any chance LeBron? No. No. You think LeBron's going? No. Does it matter what Bron? No. But I'm not. That was the end of the interview.
I'm glad he said more than just no. Otherwise, it would have been a really short interview.
Jeff, you are so, like, I can't believe that I took you away from your Mensa meetings today.
Thanks, Andy.
To be a part of my life so I could talk to you for 4 hours.
Yep, you are. Thank you.
Seriously genius at work.
Thanks.
I look at this, Jeff, and, he talked about chemistry with Mitchell and Garland, and I think we both kind of looked at each other when he was talking about it. We're like, whoa, listen again.
Listen, here's the thing, I'll tell you this. And I was on, I believe it was your channel a couple weeks back, and I was extolling the virtues of J.B. Bickerstaff. Because I do think he's in a very, very tough spot here because you have players that flat out don't like playing with each other. And when you have talented guys that believe in their own abilities and have played without the guys they don't like playing with, I'm talking about Garland and Mitchell, and have had success, it becomes very hard to get these guys to buy into a bigger picture. I thought it would get easier after they had, 17, 18 earlier in the year, that big string in the middle of the season, and they didn't have Garland and Mobley during it. And I thought kind of when Garland came back, there would be this massive deference to Donovan Mitchell. It's happened a little bit, but it's happened somewhat begrudgingly.
Well, they straight out, he says they don't like playing with each other. His opinion.
You have two ball dominant guards, Andy. We've been talking about that since they made the trade. I don't know that they don't like playing together.
I've seen them get happy for each other when
their
plays.
Absolutely. I mean, they seem to get along just fine. But, Andy, Darius Garland wants to be Donovan Mitchell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Donovan's the lead dog. And he's the guy getting all the money. And Darius got paid, you know. But Donovan's the alpha dog here. Darius wants to be that. And guess what? He should want to be that. It's an overlap of... enough of an overlap of skills that I've said since the day they made the trade that I didn't think it was a good mix. Nothing that I've seen changes my mind. You know, perhaps a different approach to it would make it work a little bit better. It works fine in the regular season. You can win a lot of games. You can score a lot of points. You can move the ball, and you can make it work. It so far has not worked in the playoffs. Hopefully it'll work in the next 2-3 games and they get a series win over the Orlando Magic. But, you know, Andy, we've been talking about this since they made the trade. It's an overlap of skills. And I think you can do that with big guys a little bit, but it's tough to do that with smaller guys.
I'm just after listening to that interview, I wonder what folks are thinking after hearing what he just said. Because, I mean, he made it perfectly clear that Zay, you know, Jeff said this for a while, that their basketball skills can't exist together, I think, on the same floor. Is that the right way to put it, Jeff?
Oh, they can. But
they just haven't figured out the chemistry, or it's redundant?
I think they overlap, and I don't think that they've done a great job, and I say they, the entire organization, of making it mesh. And that's, Brian said the same thing. And that said, I think Darius is a really good NBA player. I think Donovan is a great NBA player. And the big guys, I don't have an issue with having two big guys whose skill set might overlap slightly.
I just like to see them get used.
Well, part of that is that you have two guys who are who have the basketball who need to score the ball. And Darius hasn't done that as much in this series, and maybe it's because he's deferring. Maybe it's because it's not working for him this series. I don't know what it is. He needs to average more than 12 points a game. That said, I think it all goes back to the mix, Andy. You know, I can't tell you that Darius has been lousy because I think Darius is a really good player.
Plus, you throw injury in there too. I mean, there's been I'm not making
excuses. There's all kinds of stuff, but it goes back to I don't think it's a good mix. You know, to me, I want one guy, and man, it was when Darius was out and Donovan was orchestrating the offense. Man, did it sing! And as I said at the time, why would you want to take the ball out of his hands? Well, there's only one reason why. Because you also have Darius. If you don't have Darius, then Donovan has the ball in his hands and he's orchestrating the offense. And you have Porter as your backup point guard. And you move Darius and you go get somebody on the wing who scares another team. Go get a wing player. And that might work. And if Donovan doesn't stay, well, then you turn it over to Darius and you go find a wing player. I mean, I just think there's been enough of an overlap of skill set that it's not going to click. Or if it's going to click, it hasn't in 2 years. So tell me what, and I mean click, not that when you win in the regular season. I mean, win big. That's why you made a trade like that, to try and win big. Minnesota's winning big after they made their trade like that. They got Rudy Gobert, even though I think he's the third part of that. It didn't work in Atlanta, where they gave up a ton for DeJounte Murray, and that's not working. Is it working here? You could argue that it is because Donovan's been great. You could argue that it isn't because they're a good regular season team and so far haven't shown themselves to be a really good playoff team.
Chuck is in Shaker Heights, home of the Red Raiders. Hi, Chuck. How are
hey.
You?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Or is it afternoon? It is afternoon. Yeah. Listen, it seemed like to me that old expression that the coach has lost the locker room. I guess I don't know whether the players are believing in the system or what's going on, or do we have a system? Because it just seemed like these guys, they don't run plays. They just bring the ball down and they just start watching Donovan, or they do the pick and roll sometime, but it just don't look like they're playing like they were when, and they're not playing like they were when Garland was hurt, you know. And I don't know, because, you know, Kendrick Perkins said the same thing on First Take, that looked like the Cavs want to fight each other when they're out on the court. So I don't know, fellas.
I don't know. If really I got don't. In a fight with my teammates, I'd want Kendrick Perkins on my team.
I mean, I
just want you to know
they
that.
Look like that. They look like that,
no.
Andy.
Really. There's no chemistry. I think, you know, yeah. Brian said that too, and I think we've all been watching it. It's just like I saw chemistry in the first two games, especially right. In the first half. And it's gone. Yeah. It's all gone. And it's just
like
it's not fun to watch.
Yeah, it's like the second half. They forget what they were doing in the first half, you know.
It's true. Thank you, Chuck. Have a great day. All right. Let's talk to Andy, who's in North Homestead. Hi, Andy.
Jeffrey, Andy, what's up?
You are.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, just to piggyback on what that guest that you had on said, and was really good. Just reading some of the tea leaves, I mean, I heard Garland mention about, you know, we need to stay connected. And then when he came back from his injury, he said something to the effect that I'm just trying to fit in. I mean, there's something going on there. To what degree, I don't know. But you know what, though? I'm still not giving up, obviously. But I think that if we lose tonight, I think we're going to lose in six. And I think if we win tonight, I think we have a good chance to win in seven. It's kind of a wonky series. No one saw this coming. The Mitchell injury, I think he is injured. But, man, it's sure hard to go from 18 points in one half to absolutely nothing in the second half. And he started that half off by committing a horrific turnover. I mean, it was obviously one of the worst turnovers I've ever seen. I mean, it was just careless. But I wanted to ask you guys this, okay? Just maybe it's a little moving forward. I think Donovan's going to sign the contract. I think he's going to think about his knee. He's going to think about his legacy. And he's also going to think about not leaving $200 million on the table. So I think that's one thing. But you guys, if you just take a step back, Darius Garland and Evan Mobley, when June rolls around, they're going to be 24 and 23. They're still both really young. And I know I've mentioned before, I think the floor for Evan is an outstanding center. So, I mean, if you think about this, the worst case scenario, you've got a young point guard who may be a slight reclamation project, but who's still very talented with an outstanding center, and they're both young. So that's not a bad way to start. We need to fix this poor roster construction. And, you know, the one thing he said, and I thought of right away, you may not get these big packages like we had to give up for Donovan, but I don't know about you guys. I'm more interested in getting young players that I like now on rookie salaries deals or team-friendly deals that I can build around. I'm not even so interested in draft picks right now.
How do you get the young players under contract then, Andy?
Oh.
Sorry, Andy. How do you get them under contract, Jeff? Do you know? You have an answer?
Yeah, you draft them.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. We don't have draft picks.
All right, let's roll on with this conversation. We'll talk a little bit more about this. Plus, we're going to enter a new place. I'll call it Mr. Menigan's House of Common Sense. Can we do that? Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Yes, what?
I think that's a fine idea.
Yes.
And yeah, we're also going to give away some goodies coming up.
Oh, we'll do that when we come back, or we'll do that now?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Still won't come back.
Okay, let's do that. Basket and Phelps, 216-474-0092.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.